was this morning.
Thanks so much. Very much for having me.
Now, tell me about The Invisible. How did this exhibition come about? How did you come to curate this exhibition?
In the middle of last year, UTS opened a proposal accepting from artists to proposal about, you know, the next work. And I approached UTS Gallery with a proposal including about four artists and five artists altogether, including me, to bring some work from people who are displaced from different countries, and to bring the stories that people often haven't heard before. And the result has been really five artists from different countries, mostly from Iraq and Afghanistan. They respond to the issue of displacement and dispossession and trauma through artwork.
Wow, this is such heavy subject matter, but so topical. Why is it so important now, especially to share these stories, do you think?
I think the debate about refugees quite unsided, one-sided, obviously. But we feel all that, obviously, living as a refugee, but as well as an artist. So it's part of our work that we convey the experience of other people through our work. So we thought that it's to act as a kind of a humanizing space to that debate, and people actually could come and experience what it's like to be displaced, what it's like to lose your home country, what it's like to lose your language, and what it's like your voices to be suppressed and silenced. So we got artwork from spanning many countries, including people who have been held on a row for the past 4 years. We have managed to get some artwork from there, including art video. We got artwork by Rash Danwar, who is one of the artists in the exhibition, who went to Iraq and Kurdistan to spend about 4 months with refugees, Syrian, Yazidi, and Kurds, who were displaced by Islamic State. So I spent about 4 months there and created beautiful artwork, which is a kind of, there's an artwork which is a camp. He created a camp out of the UNHCR tank that he actually cut into four pieces and then got the children to write their names.
Wow.
And he put that camp, which is about 2.4 structure, and then covered with sort of tents that have the name of those each individual to signify that how refugees are nameless and without identity, to give them a name, and each person who has recorded, you know, their script writing has been captured in the video as well.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. What a beautiful project as well to, as you say, they give a name, give a voice, give a face to people who are so often, as you say, suppressed and have their freedoms taken away, their voices taken away, their authorities taken away. It must have been an incredibly emotional experience putting this exhibition together.
Yeah, I mean, we are really deeply embedded in the creation of work. And it's part of our own experiences, and we have been displaced from our own countries at some stage in our life. But the journey is not over yet, and we are still going through that, and we see the suffering and the pain of other people in the community, which may not be widely shared. So what we have done is to be able to kind of reflect on that, and through artwork and creation of artwork. So it has been a kind of a collaboration in a way as well, between artists who come from the same, you know, refugee background, and also from very diverse cultural backgrounds as well, in a way. So it has been really, Truma actually involved in all the work that we create. So, and we want to convey that in a way through different medium.
Of course. And what sort of mediums do you have in the exhibition? You mentioned some video before, some canvas as well.
Yes, we have an installation, we have painting, we have photographs, we have my work actually includes arts video, which I created with refugees who have been held in the row. So it's actually a process about it's taken for about over a year. In the face of, media blackout, and people cannot go to Nauru. So I managed to speak to a few people in Nauru in the past 1 year and create an art video to be able to raise their voices. So that's all.
That's amazing. Wow. And to have that insight as well into, as you say, such a place with such a media blackout on it, that does remain quite a mystery, I think, to a lot of people here in Australia. you mentioned before a really diverse range of cultural backgrounds as well. And as you said, there are people from kind of a bunch of different countries, but they're all brought together with this theme of displacement. It must be interesting to see how displacement is interpreted through different cultures as well. Did you find that something that stood out through the process?
Yeah, I mean, I've been displaced from Afghanistan back in the late 1990s during the Taliban regime. And we often see displacement as a geographical displacement. People actually left, leave one country to another. But there is an aspect that I found quite fascinating, and I mean, I didn't think about it, was about that how one of the artists, Evan Rushdie, who is a Kurdish artist, she fled Iraq in the 1980s when Saddam Hussein bombed her town and completely destroyed the town and lost about 14 years of family. So she went back to literature, a kind of Kurdish poetry, turning Kurdish script into an installation. It's a metaphor for people who are displaced linguistically, people who lose their culture. So the way that she has put this work together is the order of the letters in her work is a kind of installation, and the monium installation is it's kind of not in order way to emphasize that how refugees or anyone can give to another to go in a completely different culture and to be disconnected from their poetry tradition, to from rich culture, from language. So it was quite fascinating to work with that, yes.
So when does it all open? When does it all start?
The opening is next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And anyone who doesn't sit there, welcome to come.
Absolutely amazing. And that's at the UTS Art Gallery. Abdul, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so, so much for joining us this morning and sharing this incredible exhibition with us.
Thanks very much for having me.